Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Believers have God's promise that when we faithfully obey Him and don't give up, we will enjoy the very best returns. Let the Lord encourage your heart as Joe Vasek, pastor of Northeast Baptist Church of Danbury, Connecticut, urges us to stay the course.
If you were forced to make a choice between life or destruction, which would you choose? I know that's kind of a general question, but when it comes down to it, it doesn't matter what the context is or what the details are. If your two choices are life and destruction, the decision is pretty easy. Everybody would take life every time. Do you want your time on earth to be characterized by life or by destruction? We'd all choose life. Do you want your marriage to be characterized by life or by destruction? We'd all choose life. Do you want your child rearing to be characterized by life or by destruction? Again, we'd all choose life. Do you want your job, your career, to be characterized by life or by destruction? We would all choose life. Of course, it's one thing to choose life over destruction. It's another thing to get there. How do we get to success, to fulfillment, to victory? How do we get to life? Jesus answered this for us in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. We know that these verses speak primarily of the way to heaven, but they don't speak exclusively of how to get to heaven. The principles of life and destruction in Matthew 7, 13, and 14 help us in every endeavor, every pursuit of life. The basic principles of life and the basic principles of destruction are always the same, no matter what the context. Notice this first, that there's one road that leads to life, and there's a different road that leads to destruction. Whether your pursuits are defined by life or whether they are defined by destruction is not a matter of luck, of chance, or of fate. It's not a matter of life's lottery or of inevitable destiny. Whether you arrive at life or destruction in any kind of endeavor is determined by which road you choose to travel. There's one kind of road that leads to life, and there's a very different kind of road that leads to destruction. Each of these roads has a point of entry, a gate. The point of entry for the road that leads to life is not exciting. It has no neon lights, no enticing billboards. The point of entry for the road that leads to destruction draws you in. It pulls at your appetites. It makes you feel like you're missing out if you don't investigate it. Satan tries to make the gate that leads to life seem dull and boring. And he works to convince you that if you don't check out the wide gate that everybody seems to be going through, you'll be left out. You'll miss the party. Remember this, everything that isn't life is destruction. And if you pass by the gate that leads to life, all that's left is destruction. The entry point that leads to life, the straight gate, is very specific. The entry point to destruction is, whatever. If you're looking to succeed financially, the entry point is specific. You have to follow some well-defined financial principles. If you just spend your money any way you feel like it, it'll take you to financial destruction. In marriage, in building a business, in doing the work of the ministry, in any endeavor, the way to life, the way to victory, begins with some very precise, specific decisions. The wait and see what happens approach will always take you to destruction and disaster. Of course, there's not just an entry point. There's also a way, a path, a road that you have to travel day by day. The way that leads to life is narrow. The way that leads to destruction is broad. The way to life is a way of discipline. The way to destruction is a way of do whatever you feel like doing. The way that leads to life is a way of structure. The way that leads to destruction is loose and casual. The way that leads to life demands self-denial. The way that leads to destruction is all about self-indulgence. If you choose the straight gate and the narrow way, you'll always be in the minority. If you choose the wide gate and the broad way, there'll be lots of people around you. You'll think you're really popular, but it's not popularity. It's just that you're surrounded by a multitude of people who who are just as foolish as you are. The people who travel the broad way love to laugh and make fun of people on the narrow way. The road that leads to destruction is so funny. It's hilarious. Until you get there. In every facet of life, you have to choose whether you want life or destruction. If you want life, you'll need to make some very specific, well-defined choices. If you neglect or refuse those choices, then you've chosen the wide gate that will ultimately lead you to destruction. If you find yourself on the broad way, you can change paths. If you're on the broad way of rebellion against God, then Jesus Christ is the straight gate. He died for your sins and rose from the dead. If you'll put your faith in Jesus right now, your eternal destination will immediately and irreversibly become heaven. Maybe you're already saved, but in a lot of areas of your life, you've been living by an whatever philosophy. You can change that by deciding to live by Bible principles. The Bible is your straight gate for every facet of life. Christian, God wants to bring you to life in all of your pursuits. Stay the course.
We pray that today's program was a blessing to you. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at staythecourse@nbcdanberry.org. God bless you.